no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no help in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful Lord, to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve thee with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. To the Father.
lesson is from the prophet Isaiah. Starting in chapter 11 at verse 10 and continuing to the end of chapter 12. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. On that day, the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Ethiopia, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. He will raise a signal to the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather up the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, the hostility of Judah shall be cut off, and Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not be hostile towards Ephraim. But they shall swoop down on the backs of the Philistines in the west together. They shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put forth their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching wind, and will split it into seven channels, and make a way to cross on foot. And there shall be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that is left of his people, as there was for Israel, for when they came from the land of Egypt. You will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known the deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Here endeth the first lesson. Thank you.
lesson is from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, including all the saints together. Greeting. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, so that we would rely not on ourselves but on God who raises the dead. He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope that he will rescue us again, as you also join in by helping us by your prayers, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessings granted to us through the prayers of many. Indeed, this is our boast, the testimony of our conscience. We have behaved in the world with frankness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and all the more towards you. For we write to you nothing other than what you can read and also understand. I hope you will understand until the end, as you have already understood us in part, that on the day of the Lord Jesus we are your boast, even as you are our boast. Since I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a double favour. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia, and to come back to you from Macedonia, and have you send me on to Judea. Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make plans according to ordinary human standards, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through him that we say the Amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first instalment. Here endeth the second lesson.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, anthem this evening is a setting of the well-known evening hymn, God that madest earth and heaven. The hymn comprises two verses. Verse 1 was written by a former Bishop of Calcutta, Reginald Heber. Verse 2 was written by Richard Whateley, a former Church of Ireland Archbishop in Dublin. The traditional Welsh hymn tune, Arhyd Inos, has been arranged here by the musician and composer David Thorne. He made his first appearance on radio on the BBC World Service when he was only aged 15, accompanying the choir of Exeter Cathedral when he was the organ scholar there. God that madest earth and heaven.
Speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. When have you received a yes answer that made your day, or your year, or even changed the course of your life? If I were to think about that question, there are probably two standout moments for me. The first was back in the summer of 2011 at my selection interview for lay ministry. Many weeks prior to that day, which was at the now Leeds Minster, I had certainly asked God what he thought, asked my mum what she thought, and had considered deeply what exactly was it that God was calling me to do in his church. After the interview, I hoped that all the preparation, prayer and pondering had paid off. And a few weeks later, I received the yes I had hoped for. The confirmation that I had been selected for training arrived through the post. I was unsure whether to open it. This yes brought about the reality of what lay ahead. Months of training, back to studying whilst working full time. Very long but very rewarding days and lots of wonderful experiences, many of which I have been privileged to share with you all here at St Mary's. Another standout yes was at the end of the current job interview, the job interview for my current job, where I thought it probably hadn't gone that well. I genuinely sounded surprised when on the other end of the phone, my now boss said, "We thought you did really well and we'd like to offer you the job." Yes. Those are just a couple, and of course there are many more examples that I could use. So what yeses have you received during the course of your life that have changed you? There have been times when you have felt God has been at the heart of that very positive answer. And I suppose for my two examples, God was very much at the heart. So those are maybe times where, maybe there are times when God has said yes to us. But what about those times when we have said yes to God? Something I will come back to. In tonight's reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, we have Paul who is defending his decision not to visit the young growing church in Corinth. He has made a promise to visit, but for a variety of reasons he changes his plans. He had said yes, but then he said no. We've all had those times when we face yes to doing something. Make plans, keep an appointment, and then at the very last minute we have to change. Through circumstance or through just a decision, the answer is no. Paul is no different. He strived to keep all his plans, all his promises, but then it felt better for the faith community if he didn't visit. Paul finds himself now needing to defend this decision against the backdrop of the Corinthians saying, well, he decided one thing and then he goes and does another. And I suppose that's human nature. So in our passage for today, Paul tackles these complaints head on. Paul says he just wasn't unthoughtfully changing his plans. Paul insists he's not just saying yes and meaning no, making plans that he never intended to follow through on. Even though he changed his plans, can he be still trusted? Well, Paul says he never changed plans, he never set out to upset them, and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ was never going to be diminished. The story of Jesus to Paul was and will not ever change. With Jesus, Paul suggests, it is always yes. Through Jesus, we have God's yes to us in human form. God in Jesus Christ at work through Paul amongst the new and growing church in Corinth. Paul writes, "Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, it is always yes, yes." God created us. Yes, he says, "I love you. Yes, I forgive you. Yes, I have called you by name. Yes, if you will let me, I want to turn your life upside down." Yes, yes, yes. For as Paul says, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, it is always a yes. Jesus' life was a yes to God and a yes to us. But what about that first question? When we are saying yes to God in our lives, do our words of yes and our actions say no? Are we communicating the yes of God to others? Are we showing how the amazing and constancy of God's love in our life can change the lives of others? In Matthew's Gospel, there's a short parable of the two sons, chapter 22, if you want to check it out. Two sons are asked by their father to work in the vineyard. The first son defied his father by saying he would not go. But later he had a change of heart and he ended up going to work in the vineyard as the father had requested. The second son quickly agreed to his dad's request But he didn't follow through on his promise, and he never went to work in the vineyard. So we see one son who had said yes with his words and no with his actions. The other son had said no with his words and yes with his actions. But whether they say yes to God with words or they say yes to God with actions, both are possible because God first said yes to us. The very act of God becoming human in the person of Jesus Christ was the amazing generosity and love of God saying yes to humanity. So God has said yes to us in so many ways, and God wants our yes in response. We've already said yes because we are sat here tonight. But what else could be nudging at your heart or tugging at your spirit? Many of you will have heard me describe my sense of being called as an itch that won't go away. Where's your itch? Maybe God is asking you to say yes to becoming more involved here. Maybe God is urging you to begin a new chapter of serving him in this place. Maybe consider becoming a member of the PCC, or even just become a friend to someone in our community to expand your vision of what it means to be a neighbour. Maybe you haven't worked out what God is asking you to say yes to, or you know that you need courage or to be encouraged. And that certainly continues to be the task of the church today, encouraging one another in the ways of saying yes to God, challenging one another to listen more carefully to how God is calling us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are nudged and reminded daily that God is ready to hear our yes more readily than we are to say it. God is calling us right now, inviting us to work in the vineyard, inviting us to say yes to God with our words and our actions, and always inviting us to say yes because he has already said yes to us. Amen. as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, responding to his call, let us bring to him our needs and concerns. That we may all learn to think God's way and to desire to do his will above everything else. That we may be ready to suffer if necessary and put ourselves out and do that cheerfully, considering it a privilege. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the world, for all people and all situations. We ask for continued peace throughout the world, that those who crave to be most powerful may be transformed into those with mutual respect and harmony. That those with wealth may not shout loudest. And those with nothing may know the love of God in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That within our homes and places of work, we may practice self-discipline in all that we say and in the way that it is said, using our mouths to speak wisely and positively, with love in both our hearts and voices. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That those whose bodies or spirits are heavy with suffering, we pray that they may be given courage and hope, ease from the pain and healing to wholeness. We pray for those who care for a loved one, neighbour or friend. That they may know how best to help them. We pray for all those on our prayer list and those whom we wish to remember this evening. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have died in the faith, that they may rise to eternal life, and that we may so live on earth and that are all prepared to meet you face to face in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in the perfect love and obedience of Jesus Christ, that we may find his life transforming ours. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
we share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.